We have a question from Cynthia in Colorado, and she says she would like to know what are the best options to slow down or prevent jumping horses from getting osteoarthritis too early in their career. She says, additionally, what are the best options for keeping the tendons tight and swelling down in jumping horses besides stall rest? Do you have some thoughts on these athletic horses?
On the athletic horses, especially the jumping horses, jumping's a pretty strenuous event. So the first thing I'm going to do is make sure that horse is skeletally mature before we go into any high impact jumping. One other thing is going to be to have proper hoof care. We want to keep those hooves balanced. Any type of imbalance in that hoof as they're landing, you're going to put undue stress on the joints. We want to maintain a proper body condition. If that horse is overweight, obviously we're increasing the force of that impact as they're going over their jumps. Another key is, I think we all tend to, especially if we have a really good horse, sometimes we tend to overwork them. So keeping that exercise and those jumps at a healthy rate is going to increase the longevity. And then lastly is good footing. The better your footing is in your arena, the less impact you're going to have when you're landing those jumps. As far as the swelling down on the legs, I really like cold water therapy or ice on those animals once they're done with their work for the day. A massage with your favorite liniment or poultice never hurts. And then throw in a good dose of rest every once in a while. I'm a firm believer in giving those horses a break and not making them work every single day.